asking, what happened when learning of someone's death? I've learned that when you get that call that somebody's died, you just say, sorry. You don't ask what happened. Asking someone, will you be using the senior discount? What's your credit rating? What religion are you? Oh, another favorite one. Did you pray about that? Or asking, what happened when learning of a tragic event in someone's life? Once again, when you hear about some bad news, don't ask questions. Just say you're sorry and ask if there's something you could do to be of help. If you meet a Korean or a Japanese person and ask them, are you Chinese? And then lastly, if someone has a skin condition or some form of a deformity, is there a treatment for that? Once again, just stupid things. Well, I don't know how it came across on this podcast, but when I read this list, it was definitely funny. And yet there is a serious lesson in all of this. My biggest takeaway from all these comments is that words have power. They can inspire, heal, or make us laugh, or they can make us cry, harm, or destroy. If you think before you speak, you'll have a much greater chance of building and sustaining long-term relationships. From this day forward, let me encourage you to think about the words that come out of your mouth and how they make others feel. That is certainly my biggest takeaway and something I'm committed to doing. And remember this quote by Plato: wise men talk because they have something to say. Fools, because they have to say something.